The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
O llamando al 911-333-5831. 911-333-5831. Grupo Vaughan. Más de 40 años encontrando soluciones. In Company.
The Salad. Fun, informative, interactive radio. Welcome to the salad. Thanks for listening today. I really have a lot of things that I would love to say. It's a fun, informative radio show featuring lots of things you really want to know. So it's, yeah, it's time to get on with the show. Can I have some salad, please? Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. What do we have for you? Of course, we have some news bits coming up right now. Some salad news brought to us from our team of international correspondents. And what else do we have? Well, we also have funky phrasal verbs on the program today. We shall be working with the verb to get as a phrasal verb, salad listeners. Yes, we'll be reviewing the verb to get as a phrasal verb. Now, I imagine today, obviously with the help of Alan Parsons, our grammar expert, this will probably be part one today. I mean, this depends, time allowing, let's say. Depends on how much time we have. I suspect this will be part one of funky phrasal verbs with the verb to get as a phrasal verb. So very, very interesting. Alan has a lot to teach us there. What else do we have? Well, again, time allowing. If we have enough time, we also have boost your level. We'll be practicing with some verbs related to import and export. On boost your level, import, export, which is, you know, that's what makes the world go round. Imports and exports on boost your level. But first of all, salad listeners, of course, we have a conundrum for you. Are you ready? A little test for you, a little brain teaser, brain training. In English, a little brain teaser. All you have to do, as you know, if you're a regular salad listener, is fill in the blank spaces. Here we go. Are you ready? And again, this is, well, it's not really based on anything factual in this case, but it just came to me. It came to me this morning. So here we go. I'm giving blank, eating meat blank, a New Year's resolution. Well, it's topical because people are making New Year's resolutions. We say to make a New Year's resolution. Un propósito de año nuevo. To make a New Year's resolution, we say. So in this case, I'm giving blank, eating meat blank, a New Year's resolution. Now, there's only one. So the first one here is a preposition. The second one isn't. It's more of a conjunction. Okay. So I'm giving blank, eating meat blank, a New Year's resolution. We should reveal the answer at the end of the first half of the program. We'll break it down a little bit and analyze it Okay? So that's our first conundrum of the day, and now it's time for
Salad News Bits.
Hello and welcome to Salad News Bits, news from around the world. Here comes our first headline. Are you ready? Here it comes. Man gets genetically modified pig's heart in world first transplant. Now, you may have seen this on the news or heard this news item. So a man gets genetically modified pig's heart in world first transplant. So it's a world first. In this case, we can use a hyphen guion for world first. Okay? So, but I, you know, I mean, I heard about this, but, you know, but looking into it, I didn't realize it was genetically modified. So a man gets a genetically modified pig's heart in world first transplant. Okay. So let's go over live. So just give me 1 second. Do we have a connection here? We're going over live to the U.S. to find out more about this. I believe we're going over to Baltimore. We're going over live to Baltimore, where Hal Leonard, our U.S. correspondent, is waiting for us. Hal, can you hear me?
Yeah, hi, Dave. Yeah, David Bennett, 57 years old, is doing well 3 days after the experimental 7-hour procedure in Baltimore, doctors say. Now, the transplant was considered the last hope of saving Mr. Bennett's life, though it's not yet clear what his long-term chances of survival are. Now, this U.S. man has become the first person in the world to get a heart transplant from a genetically modified pig.
So imagine that. See, the first person in the world to get a heart transplant from a genetically modified pig. So anyway, he's doing well. David Bennett, he's 57 years old. He's doing well after the experimental 7-hour procedure. So a 7-hour operation. Okay. And in this case, the transplant was considered the last hope of saving his life. But it's not clear what the long-term chances of survival are. But if that's sure, you know, your best option, I mean, I would definitely take the option, wouldn't you, Salad listeners? Please tell us more.
Yes, so Mr. Bennett said, he explained a day before the surgery, it was either die or do this transplant. Now, he said, I know it's a shot in the dark, but it's my last chance, he said.
So he knows, he said, I know it's a shot in the dark. Un tiro en la oscuridad, you would say. So it's kind of unknown. You're not really sure how it's going to work out. It's a shot in the dark. It's your last opportunity. But it's his last choice, so it's definitely worth taking.
Yeah, I fully agree there, Dave. So doctors at the University of Maryland Medical Center were granted a special dispensation by the U.S. medical regulator to carry out the procedure on the basis that Mr. Bennett, who has terminal heart disease, would otherwise have died. Now, he had not been deemed ineligible for a human transplant. A decision that, he had been deemed ineligible for a human transplant. A decision that is often taken by doctors when the patient is in very poor health.
Yeah, so if the patient is in very poor health, it's quite critical. Maybe they're not deemed eligible for a transplant, okay?
That's right. So he'd been deemed ineligible in this case, so that was his best choice. Now, the pig used in the transplant had been genetically modified to knock out several genes that would have led to the organ being rejected. by Mr. Bennett's body.
Now, this was the doubt that I had. So, I hadn't heard it was a genetically modified pig. I haven't really watched the news too much lately. But, so that's interesting. So, the pig used had been genetically modified to knock out or to remove or take out several genes, 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 that would have led to the organ being rejected by Mr. Bennett's body. That's why it was genetically modified, to remove those genes so the human body wouldn't reject the heart in this case.
For the medical team who carried out the transplant, it marks the culmination of years of research and could change lives around the world. Now, I spoke to the surgeon who said the surgery would bring the world one step closer to solving the organ shortage crisis. Currently, 17 people die every day in the U.S. waiting for a transplant, with more than 100,000 reportedly on the waiting list.
Now, it's true, there is obviously an organ shortage, escasez de órganos, an organ shortage. I mean, you know, that makes sense. So, currently 17 people die every day in the U.S. waiting for a transplant, with more than 100,000 people reportedly on the waiting list. So imagine you're waiting for a heart. There could be hundreds of thousands of people on that waiting list. So, you know, your chances of actually getting the right organ are quite low, quite slim.
Now I spoke to the chair of the Department of Surgery at the University of Maryland School of Medicine, who was in the operating theater during the surgery, who said, and I quote here, so in inverted commas, he's at more of a risk because we require more immunosuppression, slightly different than we would normally do in a human-to-human transplant. How well the patient does from now is, you know, it's never been done before, so we really do not know.
So this operation required more immunosuppression than would normally be needed. So really, this is unknown. It's the first time it's ever been done. So they're not sure how it's going to work out or turn out. ¿Cómo va a salir? How it's going to turn out. And the long-term prospects, they have no idea about, really.
Yeah, now she told me people die all the time on the waiting list waiting for organs. You know, if we could use genetically engineered pig organs, you know, they'd never have to wait. There could basically, they could basically get an organ as they needed it. Plus, we wouldn't have to fly all over the country at nighttime to recover organs to put them into recipients. Now, the possibility of using animal organs for so-called xenotransplantation to meet the demand has long been considered, and using pig heart valves is already common.
So it's already common to use pig heart valves, a valvula, heart valves, but not the actual heart itself. But it's true. I mean, if this works, you know, and pigs' organs can be used, I mean, you know, they could remove waiting lists and people wouldn't have to wait to get the organs they need.
Yeah, that's right. So in October 2021, surgeons in New York announced they had successfully transplanted a pig's kidney into a person. At the time, the operation was the most advanced experiment in the field so far. However, the recipient on that occasion was brain dead with no hope of recovery. So I think from here on, it's really a case of, you know, waiting to see how this works out. But I think it's incredible that, you know, we now have the we're now able to do this. And let's see what happens. So fingers crossed. So man gets genetically modified pig heart in the world first transplant. So, yeah, fingers crossed, Dave, and knock on wood.
So, fingers crossed, con los dedos cruzados. Knock on wood. That's right. Or touch wood, we can say, toca madera. Let's see what happens. But it's incredible. A man receiving a genetically modified pig's heart. Okay, let's see how that turns out. We all hope the best. You heard it here on
Salad News Bits.
So, salad listeners, we have another headline. Are you ready for our next headline? Here it comes. Spain. A badger thought to have found a Roman treasure. Spain. A badger thought to have found a Roman treasure. So this is news from Spain. So badger, un tejón, you would say. A badger, salad listeners. So a badger is thought to have found a Roman treasure. Un tesoro romano.
Mi tesoro.
That's right. Okay. My precious. So a badger in this case, un tejón, is thought to have found a Roman treasure. So this is, yes, from Spain, this news item. Who do we have in Spain? Let me just check. Yes, we have a live connection with Asturias. Asturias, as we'd probably say in English. Yes, we have Simon Hallow in Asturias. We're going live to Asturias now to find out more about this. So a badger is thought to have found a Roman treasure. Simon, can you hear me?
Yes, Dave, excuse me. I'm in the countryside here in Asturias. A hungry badger is thought to have unearthed the largest collection of Roman coins ever to have been discovered in northern Spain.
So a badger, un tejón hambriento. Okay, a hungry badger is thought to have unearthed. So if you unearth or dig up, we saw this, didn't we, to dig up. We saw this yesterday. So you can dig something up or unearth something. So in this case, a badger is thought to have unearthed the largest collection of Roman coins ever to have been discovered in northern Spain. Okay, so these are Roman coins, monedas romanas, Roman coins. Very exciting. Let's find out more.
Yes, so the treasure trove was discovered close to the den of an animal in the municipality of Grado in Asturias.
So a den is where a badger lives. Underground, we say a badger's den or a fox's den. So quite often when you have a mammal living underground, we call it a den. So in this case, the treasure trove, if it's a trove, there's a lot of treasure, a treasure trove. It was discovered close to the den of the animal in the municipality of Grado in Asturias.
Yes, that's right. So the animal is thought to have uncovered the treasure as it desperately searched for food last night, which was a harsh night in the north of Spain. Heavy snowfall affected the region. There was snow in the area at that time. So let's have a look. Yes, in a desperate attempt to find some food, it is thought that the animal, which researchers believe could be a badger, inserted its legs into a small crack opening next to its refuge, or its den in this case.
I see. So it was cold weather. It was a rough night last night in the region. So the badger was very hungry. So it was digging desperately to find some food. So it's thought that the badger came across or discovered, you know, this treasure trove of Roman coins while it was looking for food. So it inserted its legs into a small crack opening next to its refuge. There was a crack next to its den, and it found some treasure.
Yes, so obviously David found no use for the old coins and abandoned some of the pieces in front of its den. Now, the 209 pieces were then found by two archaeologists when they went to visit the cave of La Cuesta with a local resident. Now, the collection of rough coins turned out to be an exceptional find, dating from between the 3rd and the 5th centuries A.D.
Okay, so, well, that's quite by chance, really. So a couple of archaeologists, they found it while they were going to visit a local cave. So these coins are quite rough, but they're an exceptional find. They date between the 3rd and the 5th centuries A.D.
Yes, that's right. The coins are thought to have been forged in places as far away as Constantinople, which is present-day Istanbul in Turkey, and Thessaloniki in Greece, according to one of the researchers who I spoke to. Now, researchers added it was the largest treasure trove of Roman coins found in a cave in northern Spain to date.
So it's the largest collection of Roman coins found in a cave in northern Spain to date. But for me, the most amazing thing, obviously, it's always great to find, you know, ancient treasures, but they were found by a badger in Tejon, which is incredible.
Yes, that's right. Now, other treasures have been found in the dense woodlands of Grado. In the 1930s, 14 gold coins dating to the region of Constantine, dating to the reign of Constantine I, a Roman emperor, who reigned from 306 to 337 AD, were also found in this specific area.
Ah, so that area is good for treasure hunting. So 14 gold coins were found there from the reign of Constantine I.
And, yes, the research project funded by the cultural department of the province of Asturias is in its first stage, and researchers hope to return to the area to do more excavating.
Now I'm not surprised, because, I mean, this is a badger, Tejon, so the badger found this. So obviously I think they should go back, do some more excavating, and see what else they can find. There may be a lot more there, because it's not the first time that things have been found in this specific area of Asturias. Yeah, maybe next time I'm in Asturias, I'll go with my metal detector and see what I can find. Because people go metal detecting all the time, and they find things, okay? But the badger found it without the help of a metal detector.
Yes, that's right. But for now, only the badger knows whether there's more treasure to find.
Ah, yes. Only the badger knows if there's more treasure to find. Now, this is close to the badger's den, its home. That could be tricky because badgers, they have a very powerful bite, you know. So I wouldn't want to stick my hand, you know, in the entrance of its den just if I can find some gold coins. Would you, salad listeners? It's an amazing story.
Yes, an absolutely amazing story. So a badger is thought to have found the Roman treasure. And yes, so I'm here in wonderful, beautiful Asturias. And yes, I'm going to go for, you know, some nice food. I hear there's local cachopo people have recommended. What about you, Dave? Can you recommend anything?
Well, yes, cachopo, fabada, cachopo. I mean, there's some great food in Asturias. There's some great cheeses as well, if you like. So I fully recommend that. And some cider, sidra, also I recommend. And Cabrales cheese, if you like strong cheese.
Right, okay, so cachopo fabada, you said. Cabrales cheese, I'm making a note of this on my phone as we speak. And cider, okay, sidra, Asturian cider. I'll try some of that. So, yes, an amazing story. So I'm off to eat some of this wonderful Asturian food. So in the meantime, back to the studio, Dave.
Yes, Simon Hallow, the man with the best job in the world. He travels around, you know, and he likes to eat and drink on his travels, as we all do. Why not? So an incredible story, a badger finding Roman treasure, Salad listeners. You heard it here on Salad News Bits. Now then, just to finish off this first part of the program, let's have a look at our conundrum. What was our conundrum? It was, I'm giving blank, eating meat blank, a New Year's resolution. Okay, en propósito de Año Nuevo, a New Year's resolution. So what's the answer, salad listeners? Well, I'm giving up eating meat. So like, dejar de hacer algo, you give up doing something, plus gerund in this case. So you can say, I'm giving up, watching TV, I'm giving up smoking, I'm giving up eating meat as a New Year's resolution. Como propósito de Año Nuevo. It makes sense. So I'm giving up eating meat as a New Year's resolution. Do you have a New Year's resolution, salad listeners? Anybody? I have a few, pretty normal stuff, really. So in this case, I'm giving up eating meat as a New Year's resolution. Now we shall have to go for a short break. We'll have another conundrum coming right up after the break. Stay tuned for that. We also have funky phrasal verbs. We have part one of the verb to get as a phrasal verb with Alan Parsons, our grammar expert. And if we have enough time allowing, we have Boost Your Level, focusing on imports and exports. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Salad.
Si los profesionales de su empresa no comunican eficazmente en inglés, su empresa no necesita clases de inglés. Su empresa necesita una solución y la necesita urgentemente. Muchas son las empresas españolas que despilfarran el dinero contratando clases de inglés a diestro y siniestro. Café para todos y resultados para nadie. Dominar el inglés requiere enfoque, esfuerzo y un plan. En Vaughan Empresas tenemos un plan. Un plan hecho a medida para su empresa. No nos interesa vender clases. Nos interesa conseguir soluciones. Y para ello, tenemos un apasionado equipo de profesores formados meticulosamente en el método Vaughan. Llama al 911-335831. 911-335831. Su empresa necesita una solución y la necesita urgentemente.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura 3 meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class, and the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at GrupoVaughan.com.
Sin prisa, pero sin pausa. This is the Spanish expression that I use when people ask me what they should do with their children concerning English. Sin prisa, pero sin pausa. The target date for English mastery is age 23. Children and adolescents don't need English, really, until they reach adulthood, until they finish their studies and start looking for their first job. This is usually at the age of 23. If they don't know English well at this point, they are in trouble. They have a problem, an important problem. If they don't know English well at the age of 23, when they enter the labor market, they will probably never reach a decent level, a good working level of English. So, as a mother or father, you need to make sure that your children gain a good command of English by the age of 23 at the latest. This means that when the child is born, you have 23 years to solve the problem. Are you capable of solving a problem if you have a 23-year window to solve it? I hope so. Here in Vaughn Systems, we provide kids, children, with dynamic verbal access to English starting at the age of 4. We expose the children to the native sound of the language, and we work especially hard to promote effective listening comprehension and to make the language fun and attractive for the children. Entrust your children to us, little by little, slowly but surely, sin prisa pero sin pausa. We will transform them into bilingual adolescents and prepare them for age 23. Contact Vaughan Jr.
Más información sobre la línea Junior de Vaughan Systems en el teléfono 91-133-5832. 91-133-5832.
Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833.
El Máster en Inglés Profesional te ofrece este programa.
We're back again with the salad. So let's begin with our conundrum, another conundrum for you. Are you ready for another brain teaser, some more brain training in English? Here comes our conundrum. Are you ready? He called my commitment blank question blank the annual general meeting. Or the AGM, the annual general meeting. So he called my commitment blank question blank the annual general meeting. What do you think, salad listeners? See, the two prepositions to fill in. Preferably they shall make sense. So he called my commitment blank question blank the annual general meeting, the AGM. Now we shall review this at the end of the program. We'll break it down a little bit, reveal the answers, of course, so stay tuned for that. But right now, as promised, it's time for... Funky phrasal verbs. So, as we mentioned earlier, we're going to work with the verb to get plus preposition. We have Alan Parsons right here. So, first of all, let's just have a little review of the verb to get, just as a simple common verb, okay? So, well, how do we conjugate the verb? Now, this is debatable here. There are different ways you can conjugate this. I would say get, got in the UK. Get, got. Every day I get, yesterday I got, and lately I've got. However, in the US and in other countries, I'm sure they say get, got, gotten. Okay? Every day I get, yesterday I got, lately I've gotten. So you can use get, got, or get, got, gotten, salad listeners. Okay? So let's just have a little look. As a simple common verb, you know, it has three meanings. Okay? We say to obtain, obtener, conseguir. Okay? Also, to receive, recibir. Okay? And also to fetch. That's right, traer. Or pillar algo. Can you get me? Okay, so let's have a quick look at some examples here. We have, I got a letter from my sister last week. La semana pasada recibí una carta de mi hermana. So I got a letter, so recibir. Okay. She gets too many presents, in my opinion. Okay. Did you get the message I sent you last week? Again, recibir. Very useful for the verb to get. Okay. We're getting a lot of criticism for our new policies. Estamos recibiendo muchas críticas por nuestras nuevas políticas. Okay. So it can mean Okay, to achieve or to obtain, conseguir, or recibir, as we've seen in these examples, to receive, to get, but also to fetch, to bring, or pillar algo. ¿Dónde lo has pillado? Where did you get it? However, that's just a very quick review of to get as a simple common verb. But we're here today to look at the verb to get plus preposition as a phrasal verb. To get plus preposition as a phrasal verb on Funky Phrasal Verbs. So let's practice. We have Alan Parsons here, the man who's here to enlighten us. A master class on to get as a phrasal verb. What's our first phrasal verb with the verb to get, Alan?
Right, Dave. Yes, that's right. So, first of all, to get in. So I think quite often if we can visualize the preposition, you know, it makes sense to get in. So in this case, it will be entrar. En un vehículo, un espacio como reducido, meterse.
To get in. So entrar. In a vehicle, for example, or a small space, meterse, to get in. Okay, that makes sense. So like conseguir entrar, to get in. So again, if we can kind of visualize the preposition, you're going in, so it's meterse. Okay. So in this case, in a vehicle. So we're going to have a look at, you know, each one, but we'll analyze it a little bit. I think there are 9 of these that Alan has for us. This is part 1 today. We're not going to look at this all in one go or one blow, if you like. So we'll break it down. This is part 1 today. So to get in. So let's practice with this now, salad listeners. We'll have a look at one. Then we're going to look at some examples. So interact with us here. This is the interactive part of the program. So let's practice with get in. Let's have an example, Alan.
Right. Él entró en el coche y se fue.
What do you think, salad listeners? Translate that into perfect English. Él entró en el coche y se fue. He got in the car. We could say, and he left, and he left, Andy. Andy! Okay, so Andy left. I would say Andy. Andy left. But the high-level version would be...
High-level!
He got in the car and drove off. Or drove away. So to drive off or drive away. But you could just say to leave. Andy left would be fine. That's okay. So he got in the car and he left. Or he got in the car and drove off. Or drove away. That would be the high-level version.
High-level!
But obviously, you know, getting a, you know, I don't want to get too many phrasal verbs, you know, in each of these examples. I don't want to scare you off. Okay. So let's have another example with to get in. Again, translate this, salad listeners.
Estaba a punto de meterme en la ducha cuando llamaste.
Está a punto de. So I was about to get in the shower when you called. So to get in the shower, meterse en la ducha, get in the shower, okay? So I was about to get in the shower when you called me. Excellent. Let's have some more phrasal verbs.
Right, okay, so the next one is quite similar. Get into. Okay, so again, it could be meterse en, but also cuando algo empieza a gustarnos.
I see. So we can say get in the car or get into the car, get in the shower, get into the shower. So we can use get in or get into as meterse en. But another meaning is cuando algo empieza a gustarnos. For example, lately I've been getting into the piano. Okay. That's right. I've been getting into, imagine a new band. I've been getting into jazz lately. Okay? Está empezando a molar el jazz, you can say. I'm getting into jazz. Do you like jazz? So to get into something. So there's two meanings. So let's practice with that. Again, interact with us is the interactive part of the program, salad listeners. Let's have an example in Spanish for our listeners to translate using to get into, Alan. Over to you.
Siempre estás metiéndote en líos.
You're always getting into trouble. So to get into trouble, meterse en líos, meterse en problemas. You're always getting into trouble. Okay, good. Now, you could say trouble is uncountable or problems is countable. Now, let's have another example. Let's try it using the other meaning for to get into. Are you ready, salad listeners? Translate this one for us.
Me está empezando a gustar la ópera.
So, me está empezando. I'm starting to get into opera. Okay. Now, you could add there for the first time, if you like. I mean, this kind of implicit in the verb. But anyway, I'm starting to get into opera for the first time. You know, you're adding extra nuance there. But you could just say, yeah, I'm getting into opera, if you like. Okay, or I'm starting to get into opera for the first time. Está empezando a gustar la ópera. I'm getting into opera. I'm starting to get into opera. So to get into something, you're starting to enjoy or to like something or an activity. Okay, good. So that's to get in, to get into. Okay, what else do we have? Over to you, Alan.
Right. Okay, so to get in with, which would be hacerse amigo de... o asociar con.
To get in with. Okay. Hacerse amigo de. So you're thinking, wow, yeah, this is a bit more tricky. It's a bit trickier. Yeah, so hacerse amigo de, to get in with, o asociar con. What do you think? Well, the best way to do this is practice with it, salad listeners. Okay, let's have a look at an example. There's a bit higher level, I would say, but don't worry, let's practice. Do your best to translate this with to get in with.
Es simplemente cuestión de hacerse amigo de la gente adecuada.
Okay, so it's simply a question of getting in with the right people. That's pretty similar. We can do a direct translation, pretty much. So it's simply a question of getting in with the right people. Sounds good. Sounds pretty high level.
High level.
Let's have another example.
Él empezó a andar con malas compañías.
Right. So we could just say he got in with the wrong crowd. So again, to get in with the wrong crowd es la empezar a andar con malas compañías. To get in with the wrong crowd is a set expression. How's your son doing at school? Well, I think he's getting in with the wrong crowd. We changed schools because my son was getting in with the wrong crowd. Okay, so to get in with the wrong crowd. So to get in, hacerse amigo de, a simpler question of getting in with the right people. O asociar con, he got in with the wrong crowd. Él empezó a andar con malas compañías. Okay, let's have another one, shall we? These are funky phrasal verbs.
Right, okay, the next one here, to get off, bajarse de.
To get off, bajarse de. So we have to get on, subir, and to get off, okay.
Yes, that's right, so we could be talking about, so to get on and to get off. Bajarse de, to get on, subir, as you said. Normally, if we're talking about transport, you know, if you're on, for example, to get off the bus, to get on the bus, subir autobús, to get off the bus. Or it could be a plane, to get on a plane, to get off a plane, to get on a boat, to get off a boat. Okay, we would use these here. Or it could be something like to get on the table. Okay, again, it would be subir or subirse a la mesa, to get on the table. Okay, get on the table or get off the table. We use these here. Well, let's practice. So we have to get on or onto, we could also use. But let's first of all work with to get off. Are you ready? Bajarse de.
Well, let's practice salad, listeners. Let's have an example, Alan.
Bajaron el autobús en la parada equivocada.
They got off the bus at the wrong stop. So again, it's at the wrong... We have to get off at this stop. They got off the bus at the wrong stop.
Bájate de la mesa. Estás haciendo una escena.
Get off the table. You're making a scene. Get off the table. You're making the scene. Or you're making a scene, should I say. Get off the table. You're making a scene. So to get off, bajarse de. We also had to get on or to get on to, which is subir. Let's practice with this. This is the last one, salad listeners. The last one. Okay, let's have an example we can practice with, Alan.
Right, so okay, we go. Tras una larga espera, finalmente subimos al avión.
What do you think? So tras, or I would say después de una larga espera. So after a long wait, we finally got on the plane. After a long wait, we finally got on the plane.
Yes, and the last one here. Súbete al barco antes de que los tiburones te coman.
Oh, no. So, get on the boat or get onto, we can also say, get on the boat or get onto the boat before the sharks eat you. Eat you, I would say. Eat you. Eat you. So, T plus U is chew. Okay, that's right. So get onto the boat before the sharks eat you. Okay, thanks very much. We've seen to get in, to get into, to get in with, to get on and to get off. This is the first part. It's part one, if you like, or round one, a saldo uno. We'll save part two for another day. Thanks very much, Alan. These have been your funky phrasal verbs. Now then, boost your level, salad listeners. As promised, we're working with import and export verbs here, okay? So, of course, we have to export, exportar. To import, importar. So these are verbs you should know. You should have these in your active vocabulary, okay? To import and to export. But what else do we have? Okay, to boost your level. Obviously, practice with those. But we have a couple of new verbs, potentially new verbs for you. We have to pay duty. Duty, which is duty, as in duty free, for example. Okay, so it's D-U-T-E-Y. Remember, D plus U is duty. So to pay duty, pagar impuestos. Now we're talking about import and export here. So, you know, if you're importing something, you would have to pay duty on it. Okay? And to smuggle, hacer contrabando, to smuggle. Okay, so we have to export and to import, to pay duty, pagar impuestos, and to smuggle, hacer contrabando. Okay, salad listeners. We're going to practice with this now. Okay, so all you have to do here, okay, all you have to do here is answer some questions. Alan is still here, okay, we still have Alan Parsons here, and thanks for staying with us, Alan. So you're going to ask us some questions using to export, to import, to pay duty, and to smuggle. So let's just start simply with the export, first of all. So, Salad listeners, all you have to do is answer these questions, okay, affirmatively with the full answer, the long answer, okay? Good. Over to you, Alan. Let's have a question, please.
Right. Did Spain export more olives than Italy last year?
Answer affirmatively with a full answer. So, yes, Spain exported more olives than Italy last year. Aceitunas, olives. Next question, please.
Has the company exported goods to Germany?
So goods, bienes, or products. So has the company exported goods to Germany, salad listeners? Yes, the company has exported goods to Germany.
Are the Chinese exporting more seafood than we are?
What do you think, salad listeners? Answer the question affirmatively. Yes, the Chinese are exporting more seafood than we are.
And the last one with to export. Will we export 60% of what we produce next year?
Yes, we'll export 60% of what we produce next year. Let's practice with the import. Again, answer the questions affirmatively. Okay. With the full answers, please.
Did the UK import more than it exported last year?
Yes, the UK imported more than it exported last year.
Have we imported enough oil to meet demands?
Para cumplir la demanda, to meet the demand. Yes, we've imported enough oil to meet demand.
Do the Dutch import less wine than the Swedish?
The Dutch, los holandeses, yes. The Dutch import less wine than the Swedish.
Will the company have to import more car parts if it closes the factory?
Yes, the company will have to import more car parts if it closes the factory. Okay, let's practice with to pay duty. Again, answer these questions in the affirmative. Full answers, please.
Did you have to pay duty on the cigars you bought?
Yes. I had to pay duty on the cigars I bought. Puros Cubanos, cigars.
Has the government changed the law on paying duty?
Yes, the government has changed the law on paying duty.
Do countries outside the EU pay duty on alcohol?
Yes, the countries outside the EU pay duty, or duty if you like, on alcohol.
Are the laws on paying duty going to change one day?
Yes, the laws on paying duty are going to change one day. That's right, salad listeners. So let's keep working. We have one more verb to smuggle, hacer contrabando, interact with us here, okay? All you have to do is answer these questions affirmatively, full answers, please, to practice your English.
Did the criminals smuggle the goods by boat?
Yes, the criminals smuggled the goods by boat. Again, goods, bienes, or we can say the products, if you like, the goods.
Have many cigarettes been smuggled this year?
Yes, lots of cigarettes, or a lot of cigarettes, have been smuggled this year.
Do a lot of drugs get smuggled into the country?
Yes, a lot of drugs get smuggled into the country.
And finally, last question. Will they try to smuggle the goods through customs in their suitcases?
So customs, the one at customs, will they try to smuggle the goods through customs in their suitcases? Salad listeners, yes. They will try to smuggle the goods through customs in their suitcases. Thanks very much, Alan, for helping us here. We've seen to export, to import, to pay duty, pagar impuestos, and to smuggle. Hacer contrabando. This has been Boost Your Level. Now then, salad listeners, let's finish off with our conundrum, which was, he called my commitment blank question blank the annual general meeting or the AGM. What do you think? He called my commitment into question at the annual general meeting. So to call something into question, we'll just say cuestionar algo. Me cuestionó mi compromiso. He questioned my commitment. You can say that, but it would sound kind of more formal or more serious. He called my commitment into question at the annual general meeting. Remember, at. If it's an event, okay, it would be at. So at the annual general meeting. He called my commitment into question at the annual general meeting. Okay, so to call something into question. Okay, he called my loyalty into question. Cuestionar algo, to call something into question. You get it to question something, but to call into question sounds kind of more serious. Okay, and also more high level. High level! That's all we have time for, salad listeners. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same place on The Salad.
Nuestro curso online es único. Por una sencilla razón. Nuestros profesores son los mejores del mercado. Richard Vaughan, Ximena Holiday, Kyle Miller, Alberto Alonso, Richard Brown. Nuestros All Stars desde cualquier lugar. Por menos de 30 céntimos al día. Quédate en casa y aprovecha para poner en forma tu inglés. Entra en la web cursodeinglesonlinevaughan.com e infórmate. Pruébalo durante 2 semanas y si no te gusta, te devolvemos el dinero. cursodeinglesonlinevaughan.com, porque hay muchos, pero solo uno de Vaughan.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTV a la carta y presto.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.